All day long I waited. The sun made its slow course along the sky, and I waited. I stood in the shadows away from the crowd as they screamed and scoffed. I saw the hate in their eyes, and I was carried with them down the winding roads to the city walls. I watched it happen, saw them stretch him out on the wood, saw them pounding the nails into place, saw them lift him up, and all the while there was this screaming in my ears, people shouting abuse, people joking. Everyone wound up. But death comes slowly. And while I stood there motionless, fixed to the spot, punctured, everyone else drifts away. He isn't saying anything anymore. There's no magic, no fireworks, just the sun turning in the sky, the suffocating heat, and his life turning to an end. Like when you wind up a piece of catgut in your fingers, round and round, pulling it tighter and tighter until it snaps. That was what was happening to him, and I couldn't stop it. I just waited and watched. It was the last thing I could give to him, who has given me so much, who gave me back my dignity, who saw me as me, who healed me not as much by flashy power, By affirmation, by love. He made me a person again. He saw what I could be. He lifted me up. And that's where he is, lifted up, like he said he would be. But no one is drawn to it, only a few of us left, watching and waiting. When they hammered in the nails, he turned to the soldiers who were doing it and forgave them. And he wouldn't even argue with Pilate or Sophias or any of them, like he knew what was happening was not just about them, and they couldn't be left with the blame. And he let Judas do what he knew he was going to do. And for one last time he even saved Peter from himself, and stopped him from brandishing his sword, as if he could take on the Roman Empire single-handed. But that's what Jesus has done. He has taken us all on. I see it in his dying, and that is why I feel so wretched, so tired. He goes on loving. That is the sheer unstoppable force of it all. That is what today means for me. In the whole bloody roller coaster of this week, and especially in those last few hours, he has never stopped loving, even when love had to be tough. Even when truth needed to be told, even when he had no options left, no power to deploy, he went on loving. And that's why everyone fled. His love is too enormous, so complete, so daunting. It casts a shadow even longer and deeper than the sun itself. His light is that bright. And I just needed to go on looking at it until it set. Until our hate, our greed, our envy, our spite had snuffed it out. In the end, there was only the murmuring of prayer on his lips, crying out to the God who had forsaken him. Everyone will be looking for someone to blame for this, this stupid waste of life, this assault on love, this killing of the man who showed me humanity. Showed me God in a way I had never known God before. Everyone would be queuing up behind Pilate to wash their hands, but I know who is to blame. I know it, and at the same time, I am liberated by it. You see, it was me. I watched them put that cross upon his shoulders. I watched them hammer the nails into his hands, and it was like I was doing it. I had the nails in my hands. I was holding them between my fingers and bringing the hammer down. You see, it was my stupidity, my pride, my envy, my spite that got in the way, that got it wrong, that put him up there. Each one a nail hammered home. And I don't just mean me, but all the me's that make up a crowd, that make up a world. But I can only take responsibility for my part of it. That is why I am watching. That is why I am still waiting. We didn't know what to do with a love like his, so we destroyed it. And as I looked at him on that cross, I was at the same time convicted and at the same time released. They have taken him down now. All I can see is an empty cross, the space where he has been. I can't see him anymore, but his love went on, right through to the end, right through to the dying, even when everything and everyone had rejected him and he was alone in the last struggles of expiring life. There was love. And I don't know where that will lead for me or what good it will do, but I see it now. It was for my sins that he hung and suffered there, and somehow by the tenacity of his loving, I am free to love again. So forgive me, and laugh if you want to, but I'm going to go on waiting. I'm going to try to go on loving. In a way, I want to put myself up on the cross, but I don't need to. He has done it for me. He has taken all the sins, all those nails, and he has borne them, consumed them, and transformed them. That's what I have seen in his dying. And it makes me want to weep for grief that we could have been so stubbornly stupid, and for joy that a love such as this has visited our hearts. Now they are burying him, and soon the sun will set, and today will be over. It is cooler now, the world a little darker. Tomorrow the Sabbath, but I have not quite finished here. I will wait, and when the Sabbath is done, pay my respects, do my duty, offer my thanks. I will anoint him again, his body for its death. So please, don't point the finger anymore, but wait with me. Imagine the nail in your hands. Receive this astonishing gift of tenacious love, all poured out in his dying, broken for you.